Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Food prices, it's not a joke. There is no doubt that prices are just increasing all the time. And we do need to try and understand what that means. Talking about the affordability index. Joining us on the line is Mervin Abrahams, Program Coordinator at Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity. A very, very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to all your listeners. We are going.
You're right.
We are on the way. It's fine.
But very, very concerning, because I saw an article on ENCA that actually leads with the headline, women are depriving themselves to feed their families due to the rising cost of food. And they quote you, and they quote the Economic Justice and Dignity Group that has released, which is your organization, that has released the latest Household Affordability Index. Take us through your findings.
So our findings for last month, we are just compiling our findings now for the month of May, but for the month between the month of March and April, our basket of 44 very, very basic foods have increased by 159 rand or 4%, and over the past 8 months, it has increased by 342 rand or almost close to 9%, and the cost of our basket of 44 foods now stands at 4,193 rand, which is way above a national minimum wage.
So what does that mean practically? I mean, we know what it means, but what is it? What is the impact that this really has?
So the impact that women are telling us is what they are doing in order to survive is they are buying less food, and they are buying less quality food. So they're going for cheaper and cheaper kinds of food. And of course, when you do that, you begin to compromise the nutritional value of the food. So the nutrition is less, and the quantity of food that they buy are also less. And that, of course, is leading to increased hunger in the country. And we've just seen a research report that equates something in the region of about 11.8 million South Africans are at a critical stage of hunger. And that's what is contributing to it.
Do we know why we would have experienced these types of increases?
So there are a number of factors. Of course, a number of them are COVID-19 related. We had seen, for instance, the global supply lines being cut during last year, and that has increased demand for certain goods that couldn't be locally produced, and so that has pushed up prices. We've also seen, for instance, that the fuel levy has increased, which has increased the price of petroleum. And we've also seen an increase in the price of electricity. Now, electricity and petroleum are major input costs into food production. So when those prices go up, we automatically see an increase in food prices.
What's to be done? What is to be done about this? I mean, I know that your organization is very concerned about it, and there's nothing to be done unless you understand what it is that you are dealing with. But now that you have this information, how does this, how does it become addressed? How do you address it?
So there are a number of entry points. I think the most important entry point is that the issue of hunger and undernutrition in South Africa is not a COVID-19 problem. It is a problem, a historical problem in South Africa. And in order to understand that, we only need to look at our health statistics. So when you look at our health statistics, for instance, you see that non-communicable diseases like high blood pressure, diabetes, etc., is one of the major causes of death in our country. So that is the result of chronic undernutrition over many, many years. And that is directly associated with South Africa's historical low wage trajectory. Historically, our wages have always been low. So what you see is that wage increases do not keep trend with food price increases. And so that's a major contributor. And even the International Labour Organization in their 2020 report has warned that real wages in South Africa has been on the decline now for a number of years. So that's the first entry point. It's not that there isn't enough food. It is that people just cannot afford the food because they don't have sufficient money to afford it.
Mm.
The second one is that in the midst of this crisis, so this is a structural problem which we're not going to resolve overnight. And during this period of time, we need to ensure that we provide food aid, and we do need to ensure that our social security system, the safety net, so the old age pension, the child support grant, those safety nets that government has in place, that should be sufficient to keep people from falling into absolute hunger. And currently that is not the situation because our old age grant was increased by 1.6% and our child support grant was increased by 2.2% while food price inflation is going up by 9%. So that's another area. And then the third area we would argue is that we should have increased markets for small scale farmers. Small scale farmers by and large source the informal sector where a lot of low-income households purchase their food. And if small-scale farmers can be supported to produce more and market more, we think that will be a healthy competition then between the big retailers and the informal sector, and that might also bring prices down.
Very, very concerning indeed. And as South Africa seems to be heading into a stricter lockdown, certainly news reports saying that today, I would imagine that this is just going to exacerbate the situation.
Exactly, because more and more people are going to rush to shop. Those who have the means will try and buy out everything. And of course, that will push up the price for those who are on the lower economic ladder and make prices more expensive. And that's why if government is to increase the restrictions, it needs to be accompanied with a concerted effort at spreading out food aid and social security.
Absolutely right, and that's where we do have to leave it. Mervin Abrahams, Program Coordinator at the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Forum. Thank you for chatting to us.